I didn't know what a hard mattress was until after I was married. You know, and then I was so used to sleeping on a down mattress when I got married and moved in with him, and he had a mattress that was hard as a rock.
Yes.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Like you said, nothing goes to waste.
No. That's what I said. I was born in the Depression years, and boy, I learned to economize.
Yeah.
When they go to throw something away over there, you know, I'm always the first one standing back. My eyes go, oh, okay. I hate it.
Yeah.
There's too many people going hungry.
Yeah.
But see, we're in a circumstance over there at the center. We can't use it.
Yeah.
You know, after lunch, it has to be destroyed.
Right.
We can't give it to any. Well,
yeah.
We can give it to somebody, you know, if they want to take some home for dinner that night or something.
Mm-hmm.
We can do that. But we can't take it to somebody that's hungry.
No.
So we throw away so much.
Why is that? Just because of legality?
Federal government.
Somebody got sick from it. Right?
Yeah, federal government.
City government.
Huh. Yeah. No, but it's a federal program, so they got they set all the stinking stupid guidelines.
Yeah.
Just like a $50 toilet handle in an airplane, you know, because it's military, government. I mean, I'm very bitter. I'm very bitter at the waste.
There's a lot of it, that's for sure. Yeah, working for the university, I see it all the time. What about, so you worked out at the Jerry Division for like 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
What else have you done? You raised your family, obviously.
Right.
Worked out at the Jerry Division. Have you heard of
it? I was married to a man that wouldn't work. So I had to support my family, period. I did custodial work out at the Waverly School until they consolidated it and brought it into town. It was a little country school. I went to school there, then all my kids went to school there, but now they closed it down and you know, consolidated.
Yes. Where is that Waverly community? I still don't quite got a handle on that.
You know where 285 is coming in?
Yep.
That goes to La Jara?
Right.
Okay. 3 miles south, there's a big intersection right there?
3 miles south of Alamosa?
Yeah.
Okay.
3 miles south on 285.
Okay.
Start at Stop and Shop.
Right.
Go 3 miles south.
Okay.
And then that's where the highway's divided.
Okay.
You know, the north bounds on this side and the south bounds on this side, and it's got the great big viaduct in the middle. The Waverly Roads, Highway 370.
Yeah.
There's a little old ramshackle house in the corner right there.
Right.
Okay, if you go to the west on that highway right there, that's Highway 370,
mm-hmm.
5 miles. Well, not even 5 miles, but my house is 5 miles west, okay, for all the years that I lived out there.
Okay.
And that's all the Waverly community right there.
Okay. I was thinking it was toward Garfield, I guess, for me.
Fort Garland. No. It's out this southwest.
South.
Uh-huh. And see, they still have their church and everything out there. 6 miles west on that will take you to the Dutch church.
Oh, okay. I might have to go check that out tomorrow.
Why don't you? It's very interesting to go out through there. Okay, if you're going to do that, let me tell you, at 5 miles, there was a little country store.
Mm-hmm.
The school is just a quarter of a mile to the north from that little country store right there.
Mm-hmm.
They've made it into, since I sold the house, they've completely remodeled and made a heck of a mess out of it. Okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's where I raised all my family, was right there at the little country store.
Oh, really?
On the corner, 5 miles exactly. Okay?
Okay.
And then just a quarter of a mile north from there was the school.
Okay.
Which they're using now as a migrant housing council,
okay.
Whatever you call that.
Yeah.
Anyway, they bus the kids in and out of there and babysit them all day while their parents are in the field.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But you have to be old Mexico before you can use that.
You have to be out of Mexico.
That's not for locals. That, 3/4 of our government programs are not for us. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Do I sound bitter tonight?
No.
I should have waited till tomorrow when I was not so gripey.
No.
But seriously, they have all of these programs all set up for the ones that they drag in here. Give them food stamps, give them everything. And like I am, I couldn't get a food stamp if I was starving to death. Nationality. I live here.
That's reason to be better at.
That's what I said when I was talking about the Spanish people. You call them Spanish people, we call them Mexicans. They just flooded the valley.
Yeah.
We're the minority.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we are.